Welcome to or welcome back to Cancel 38. If you have never seen or heard this podcast before, yes, we are Cancel 38. My name is Claire and I am one of the co-hosts as well as Macy Gannell. We are both college students fighting the woke corruption and ideology on college campuses, specifically ours at St. Mary's College. And we usually record together in my dorm room, but obviously it is summer, so we are not together. Today, I'm going to be talking about something that is very, very exciting. And this came back out in July of last year, so July 2023. And according to The Hill, last July, it stated that 12th grade boys are nearly twice as likely to identify as conservative versus liberal, according to a respected federal survey of American youth. On the contrary, high school girls tend to lean more liberal. So I'm going to be breaking this down a little bit for us. Obviously, I'm very excited about this. This is a great thing that's happening here in America. But my first reactions to this, can I say I'm surprised? No, I can't. As an individual, like myself, I went to a Catholic all-girls high school, and I can say that this trend could have been predicted. I mean, as one of the few, I think, maybe we were the silent majority there, but the majority of the high school girls at my high school were very open about being liberal. And if you were not liberal, nobody would have known because nobody ever talked about it. I remembered back during the 2020 elections going into school on one of the days that we had a jeans day because we wore uniforms. And there was a girl who showed up in her Trump 2020 hoodie. And it was amazing. I was so impressed by that girl because it had never been done. Nobody ever came up to school in political merch. Do they even make liberal merch? Like, I've never seen anybody walking on the side of the road with like a Biden hoodie. But whatever, that's besides the point. It was never expected. You would never expect to walk into the high school that I went to and see anybody wearing Trump merch because you would have been considered an outcast. You would have been homophobic, transphobic. You would have been sexist, misogynist. And yeah, I can say that I'm not surprised by this whatsoever because as I was a high school girl myself, all I was worried about was not getting so-called canceled. And I was worried about losing friendships and not being able to fit in with the girls that I had been hanging out with. And there were a couple of conservative girls in my friend group, but we had talked about it previously. And we always said that, you know, it's probably better to just stay quiet on it. The biggest and most controversial thing I did in high school was probably be involved with the pro-life club, which is crazy to say now because that is like the bare minimum that you can do as a conservative in high school. It's just be a part of a club, which is exactly what I did. But then again, that was a different time. Politics probably wasn't that important or exciting to anybody until more recently after COVID, I would say. But anyways, that was kind of a sidetrack. I can't say that I'm surprised that girls are tending to lean more liberal, but I do think it's very exciting and worth talking about why men are considering themselves to be more conservative. So why is this? Well, in modernized society, we see that society is obsessed with feminism. They're obsessed with women and they're creating these new groups and they're exclusive groups. Like we've got the LGBTQ plus community, the BLM, the whole shebang. Obviously, if you're a man, you're straight white male, you don't really have anything other than each other. It's not like you can go join a group. I mean, me as a woman, if I wanted to become a raging feminist, I could. I mean, I'm not, but I could. They're trying to get rid of the white male, and they're trying to label the white men as the oppressors. So they aren't really seeing any sort of support for their groups from the liberalized, modernized society. But when you do hear about white straight men, you are told that you, as a white male, and especially if you're straight, you are the oppressor. You, as an individual, are considered to be evil. You actually don't have a place in this modernized society. They are obsessed with feminism. They promote it in TV shows, movies. They find a way to sell merchandise in the stores. They have holidays. They'll have parades. But they have nothing going for white straight men. So they're not being represented or looked upon positively. So it makes sense. Why would they want to support a group that constantly marginalizes them and puts them down? Everything is about enhancing and advancing women and the idea of, you know, obviously I'm not against women being in leadership roles. Obviously, I find no issue in that. But at what point does it become an issue that we are putting men down and we are stepping on them and saying, hey, you have no place in our society. You have been privileged all of these years and it's your time to pay. Everything is about advancing the women, and men don't have a place in this society. Why would, as conservative white men, or just conservative men in general — this wasn't just a study done on white men only, by the way — why would you want to identify and be a part of a community of liberals, by the way? Why would you want to be a part of that type of community when these are the people who are saying that you are horrible, you are demonized, you are the reason why this society is so bad? They hate everything about a masculine man. And don't even get me started when I say a man will feel his best when he is able to provide and be masculine and step into their masculine energy. But why would you want to be associated with that type of group that hates the masculine man? So when I hear this, again, it's not shocking. The Liberal Party is pretty much the party to thank for this, because they're the ones obviously promoting this in our modernized society. But honestly, we kind of have them to thank. If I'm going to be completely honest, I want to give a shout out to the Biden administration, because this is exactly everything his party stands for. A vote for President Biden for this upcoming election is truly a vote to erase the future of men. He wants to get rid of masculine men. If you're not a part of any marginalized or minority group, whether it be like the Black community or the LGBTQ+ community, he wants nothing to do with you. Even though, by the way, obviously President Biden is a white straight male. So how does this make sense? I have no idea. I mean, we've said it before and I'll say it again. He is probably drugged up for the majority of the time that you see President Biden in the public eye. And I think that, you know, Trump kind of owes Biden a thanks for this, because going forward in the 2024 elections, high school boys, especially, you know, 12th grade high school boys, they're 18. They are going to be considered eligible voters in the November elections. So I think that if you are a high school male and you do consider yourself as conservative and you're tired of seeing the erase and the demonization of white straight men, a vote for Trump is going to get you a long way. These are going to be the men, by the way, who are going to be leading America next, and they will be raising the next generation of families. So Biden's campaign could actually be the reason for a more conservative population in the future. So that's all I have to say about it. I think this is a great step, and this is a strong step for our future. And yeah, I think that we are headed into a right direction. And good job, President Biden, for pushing conservative men into basically not, they don't really have an option now. Now they have to vote for President Trump because that's the only president who truly cares about them. That is all I have to say about that. Our next episode will probably be joint. Macy and I will probably do an episode together. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, that's all I have for today. Thanks, guys.